So I think you just answered this, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I love this sentence you wrote. Justice, that grand, beautiful idea, has been whittled down to mean human rights.
Yeah, and of those, George Bush said, a few will do. Yeah, I mean, that is right. You know, I actually hate this word, human rights. You know, what does it mean? What does it mean? You know, the idea of justice, and that's why when I was talking about the fact that we can't just isolate the idea of environmental battles, we have to have at the keystone of the arc has to be the idea of justice, you know. So it has to be, because all these things eventually do coincide. In India, I would still say that environmentalists as a group are pretty reviled by people's movements because they are elitists. You know, they are the ones who want the national parks emptied so that you can save the tiger. They don't understand the meaning of justice at all. You know, so in fact, these wars, like the one that I'm talking about, are battles in which people are also part of the ecosystem. I mean, later on, when I read you more, I will talk about the fact that, you know, as a person who stands on this side of the line with this bandwidth of resistance movements, I do turn around and ask the comrades some questions, such as, will you leave the bauxite in the mountain? You know, today, among the biggest battles that's been fought in India is over the extraction of bauxite, which is the ore that makes aluminium, which is at the center of the military-industrial complex. We have something like $4 trillion worth of bauxite in the mountains of Orissa and Chhattisgarh, and bauxite mountains are beautiful mountains. They are flat-top mountains. Bauxite is a porous rock. And when it rains, those bauxite mountains absorb the water. They're like water tanks. And then they let the water out through their toes and they irrigate the plains. For mining companies who have bought the bauxite for a small royalty to the Indian government, and they've already traded it on the futures market, for local people, the bauxite in the mountain is the source of their life and their future and their religion and everything. And for the aluminium company, the mountain is just a cheap storage facility, you know. So it has to come out. They've already sold it. So it has to come out, either peacefully or violently. And so now the Indian government, the largest democracy in the world, is planning to call out the army in central India to fight the poorest people in the world.